All right, I guess we'll go ahead and start. It's close enough to time, or it is time by that clock, so. Good to see you out and about. We who are out and welcome, welcome. I'll start with travelers first in the announcements. Martha is away, but good to see Don and Pam made it back safely. Safe journey. Seemed like every week there's going to be somebody away during this holiday season. 2 weeks from today, Christine and I will be up in Arbuckle visiting JC and Diane and our Brooks, be his first birthday. We'll go up for that. And then the following week, Jim and Sharon, they'll be up in Washington State. And then I mentioned with Jim and Mackenzie, they're going to be heading to the Philippines pretty soon at the end of November, first of December.
They're going to Texas.
Or Texas too.
This month, I think.
I think it was November, yes, she's got that. So a lot of travelers just kind of being in and out, so be mindful of them. Diana Carroll mentioned about Penny this morning before Bible class that she's going to have a couple. She mentioned the kind of oscopies, but two oscopies tomorrow, and Sharon overheard that and says, she says, I don't want any oscopies. I want to stay away from any oscopy that's out there. But Penny's going in tomorrow. And mentioned this morning before Bible class, also Amy. She was at Tuesday, at the ladies' Bible class on Tuesday, but she's still having trouble getting around. It's kind of really
an effort. She's taking for the works tonight, so I told her she better call the doctor.
She's going to the ER tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's just difficult for her to just move from one position to another. So. Yes.
Martha?
Martha's back east, East Coast for travelers. Yes, Martha's away. lots of things. When Christine and I will be away 2 weeks from today, Clarence will be teaching the class in my absence. Then Vernon Rose will be here for the morning assembly to give the sermon. And then Chris has the evening assembly.
Ladies' class at 1 here at the building, and Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the building.
Yep. Bible studies during the week. So. Okay. Anything else need to hide? Yes, Chris?
Daryl Tripp's wife has a stage 4 cancer. I don't remember
really
what or where it was, but she has Daryl stage Tripp's 4 cancer.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Just let that sink in for a moment. I'd have to, what else to just start saying, change the subject all of a sudden. Just want to stop and just.
Her name's Vonda?
Yes.
Vonda.
Vonda.
Yeah, Vonda.
Oh, and
Debbie
was coming this morning, and Louie ended up in the ER.
Oh, really?
He's got pneumonia again and stuff wrong with his lungs. And.
Oh. Yeah, we mentioned his name before Bible class too this morning, so. Look out for one another. And with prayer, so bow with me, please. Our Father and our God in heaven, we say thank you for this day because we're so mindful of the blessing and the privilege, the opportunity we have for assembly. We appreciate so very, very much who you are and your ability and what you do for us. And we give you praise and glory for that. We're thankful for your influence in our life, for your care and concern, and so many of your attributes, your watch care over us, your loving kindness, tender mercy. We're thankful that we can call upon you in prayer in time of need. So we say, we just say thank you, God, for being there for us. We ask blessings from you on the congregation here, those we've mentioned especially. Safe journey for those who travel, but also well-being for those who are experiencing illnesses. We pray that we pray medicine will work its intended use. We pray those that care for them will truly be careful. And for us, having care and concern, we pray you'll give us the ability to offer encouraging words, comforting words. Help us with the ability to lift up those who are fallen and encourage those who are weak. We pray that you will strengthen us in all of our ministries, that we may fulfill our stewardship, our discipleship. So bless us this evening, we pray, as we present ourselves before you in songs and scripture reading and prayers. Always we say thank you for your constant blessings over and over and over again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, singing night.
You go ahead.
Oh, God. Wait, do you want to lead singing?
No, you go ahead.
I'll let you do work the crowd if you'd like. Well, my voice may get hoarse in a few minutes anyway, so. All right. Don, I'll start on this side if you already have a favorite that you would like for us to sing.
786.
786. You just turned there and said, okay, that looks pretty good.
I just turned.
I like that.
786.
When my way from a depression boiling to near, when my life is all.
He lived and died.
because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives.
All fear is gone,
because I know. King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy
song has been arranged differently in the chorus. When we at the very bottom of the left-hand corner, it says, "Lift, Lord, lift me up." Music director has changed this to where you hold that note so that you can give an echo. So the lead was saying, "Lord, lift me up," and you say, "Lord, lift me up." And the others in the other hymnal, it didn't have that echo in it. But sometimes when a song leader leads this song, he doesn't hold that note long enough for the echo to come in. Because the other song, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. This one, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Three beats, so you can get the echo in. So if you wonder why I'm holding that note a little bit longer, it's because that's the way it's written. That's the way it's written.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new lights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. Still I'll pray till heaven I've found, Lord.
lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
I know it won't mean much to you, but just so you know, in the key signature at the top, the words to the song is written in 3/4 time. If you look at the bottom, it's written in 4/4 time, so it means there's four beats to the measure, and the quarter note gets the beat. So the verse gets three beats, and the chorus gets four beats. Just so you know, that doesn't mean a thing to some of you, but the key signature, the time signature changed. 3/4, 4/4 in the chorus. That's why. All right. Enough music lesson.
What?
The music lesson?
What?
Christine?
Well, I hope this one's simple.
I'll explain it. Maybe.
6:15.
No, it's 6:20 right now.
6:15. Then, Chris, following this song, we'll have you come up and read that scripture and lead us in prayer. 6:15.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Then I am with thee, peace be still, and all of my step and flow. Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall bring my flight to worlds unknown, I shall live with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Reading from 1 Samuel verses 8, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 8-25. It says, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rest. David and the 600 men where some stayed behind. 200 of them were too exhausted to cross the valley. 400 continued the pursuit. A cake of pressed figs and 2 cakes of raisins. He ate and was revived, for he had not eaten any food or drunk any water for 3 days and 3 nights. David asked him, who do you belong to? Where do you come from? He said, I am an Egyptian, the slave of Amalekite. My master abandoned me when I became ill 3 days ago. We raided the Negev of the Kershites, some territory belonging to Judah, and the Negev of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag. David asked him, can you lead me down to this raiding party? He answered, swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will take you down to them. He led David down, and there they were scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, and reveling because of the great amount of plunder that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from Judah. David fought them from dusk until evening of the next day, and none of them got away except 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl. Plunder and drove them ahead of the other livestock, saying, "This is David's plunder." Then David came to the 200 men who had been too exhausted to follow him and who were left behind at the Besor Valley. They came out to meet David and all the men with him. As David and his men approached, he asked them how they were. But all the evil men and troublemakers among David's followers said, "Because they did not go out with us, we will not share with them the plunder that we recovered. However, each man can take his wife and his children. They protected us and delivered into our hands the raiding party that came against us. Who will listen to what you say? The share of the men who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of who went down to the battle. All will share alike." David made this a statute and an ordinance for Israel from that day to this. Now let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for all the blessings that we share in your love with your Son Jesus and all that he continues to provide us with. And Lord, it is stories like this that give us that hope that we can come to you at any time of our lives, turn that over, submit our lives to Christ, and we will receive the same promise of eternal life that the people may have had worshiping you and accepting Jesus 50 years ago, even longer, that we too will have that same promise and hope. And David shows that. He shows that amongst his men. And we're just so very grateful for the love that you have for us. And Jesus explains that to us in his parables and in his teaching, even all the way to the thief on the cross. Lord, your love is great and your grace is so very great. And we thank you for all that you continue to do for us. We thank you for the love that you have for us. And we're blessed each and every day that we're here to be able to take part in your work, to help spread your word, to help spread the gospel, and also to help serve those not only in our families, in the church, or our communities, but help serve those that are lost. It's our prayer that we can continue just to plant seeds, and also maybe by our examples on how we act in public, that people will see that there is something different. We know the truth. We know that Jesus is the only way that we get to be with you for eternity. It's our prayer that we can continue to share that message, and we also pray that in all that we do, that we always remember it's because of you that we're able to do that. And it's to bring you the glory. We don't want the glory. We want to bring you glory through your Son Jesus and all that he continues to do for us even today. And so, Lord, just continue to bless us as we continue to worship you this evening, and in spirit and in truth, and to continue to bring you all the glory and honor that you deserve. As we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, Chris, that scripture reading, just for that next to the last verse that you read, there were some that said, "Oh, those that stayed by the supplies, We're not entitled to the share of the bounty." And David said, "Oh no! There was even those that went into battle; they were to share with those with the plunder. Those that stood by the supplies. The lesson is sermon in that. that no matter what your task is, you know, there's a reward, there's a blessing, and we share in that. It doesn't lessen eternity from one over the other. So don't think your task is not important if you're not active in the battle, so to speak. But if you just stay with, if you're called upon to stay with the supplies, that's okay. That's okay. So just do what you need to do. So it's a great story that's recorded there. All right, Clarence and Barbara, do you have a favorite?
492.
492.
Only in thee, O Savior mine, dwelleth my soul in peace divine. Peace of the world, oh, all combined, ne'er can take from me. Pleasures of earth so seemingly sweet, fail at the last my longing to me.
Start with Odell there for a favorite, and then Faye and Orby, and then yourself, if you could do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Odell, you have a favorite, and do I know it?
That's a nice question. Yes, he has a favorite.
590.
Oh, I don't know that.
Jesus is all the world to me.
Jesus is all the world to me.
590 or 5? Well, I thought I was in what?
Ecclesiastics.
590, I guess. Is that, are we on?
590.
Yeah. Jesus is
all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all.
He is
my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall.
Seven fifty-nine. 59, first of all. Shall we gather
at the river,
where by angels' feet are trod,
with its crystal tides forever flowing by the throne of God?
Yes,
yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful. At the river that flows by the throne of God.
And
the spotting of the river, mirror of the sacred space, saints whom death will never sever, lift their songs of a saving
517, if it gets on, if you want to run it, get that up.
Who used to lead this song?
Dennis.
Al Stone?
Dennis.
Al Stone used to lead.
517?
17.
Oh, what a wonderful,
wonderful day.
Darkness away, Jesus, my Savior,
Savior, Savior, Savior. blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Everything down in glory fill my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my life was turned to day.
For those who are ill among our number, we pray for Kenny and for Amy. We pray that you touch them and may the medical care that they are receiving be truly be caring. We ask that you go with us as we leave this place. We pray for forgiveness of our sins. We pray that you help us to live in such a way that is pleasing to you. Help us, Father, to walk in your narrow way, to set our minds on things above, and bless our family here and the grandchildren of the family here. Bless them, Father, as only you can. Forgive us of our sins and bless us. Keep us safe as we leave this place. We pray in Christ's name.
Amen.